After a day-long debate, the Israeli cabinet today approved a watered-down version of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plan to end Israel's presence in the Gaza Strip. The action appears to delay any evacuation of settlers and soldiers for months, but could spare Sharon's government from collapse. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
What was predicted to be a fiery showdown turned into a finessed decision not to decide just yet on how, when, and what settlements in Gaza would be dismantled. Going into today's meeting, Ariel Sharon vowed that all 7,500 Jewish settlers in Gaza would be uprooted by the end of 2005. However, the statement his cabinet endorsed today put off a decision to actually dismantle settlements and made no mention of the timing when settlers would be removed. Rather, it spoke of supporting in principle Sharon's plans to, quote, disengage from the Gaza Strip in four stages. Earlier, Israeli press reports stated that as part of the compromise reached today, Prime Minister Sharon would make a public announcement in which he would declare that a government decision on the date of the evacuation of settlements would be reached by March 2005. Analysts say the ambiguousness of the statement approved today suggests that Sharon has put a premium on keeping his badly split government and party together, at least until the summer recess of parliament. Sharon's Likud party was deeply divided over his pullout plan, and some ministers wanted the prime minister to honor last month's party referendum, which voted down his proposal to evacuate Gaza. Proceedings were slowed today by Israel's High Court. On Friday, Sharon had fired two ministers from his right-wing government who were bound to vote against him. They went to court, appealing their dismissal. The court today asked Sharon to consider delaying the cabinet vote pending its decision on the firings. But the government declined, and by mid-afternoon, the court had ruled the dismissals were legal. The vote went ahead. And it appears that passing the weaker plan has averted a collapse in the government. But the National Religious Party is considering tonight whether to leave Sharon's government. The vote may also present new problems for Sharon. The majority of the Israeli public and the U.S. administration endorsed a complete withdrawal from Gaza as soon as feasible. News that any action has effectively been forestalled until next year may not be as warmly received. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.